Navasota head football coach Casey Dacus, coach coming in now. It's what, your second year? I mean, time flies when you're having fun. But as far as the program, how do you feel like how has it grown since you've gotten there?
It's grown quite a bit, honestly. We've made a major improvement this spring and this summer. You know, what we lacked last year in my first year was an off season because I was spending my summer and my spring hiring coaches. And so now that we've had a full staff, everybody's coming back staff wise. We've been able to sink our teeth into the off season and we've gotten a lot better, a lot stronger.
How important was it for you guys to make postseason last year? I mean, just the second half that you had in the district play.
I think it was really important, especially for buy-in purposes, you know, especially with our younger kids. They realize that we're on the right track, we're doing the right things, and, you know, we've got a bunch of returning guys this year that experienced that success last year towards the end of the year, so we're hoping we can continue that into this next year.
You talked about a lot of returning guys, your veteran leadership. What's that shaping up like?
Really, we feel really good about that. You know, we have 8 guys, I think, back on offense and 6 on defense, and there's no substitute for experience. And we feel like, you know, the last year with the struggles we started the season with, and we grew out of that, and we got a lot better, and then we ended up finishing the right way. And we feel like because of that we're hoping that leadership will carry on and help our young kids really grow and follow the example that's been set by those guys.
I might should have asked this after we were talking about this being your second year, but how do you feel like the buy-in's been for the program so far?
It's been really good. You know, Navasota's a great place to coach because the expectation level is high, and you know, you'd much rather coach somewhere, in my opinion, like that than somewhere that really doesn't care a lot. And so I feel like the buy-in's been great. Everybody understands kind of what the vision is and how we're just still kind of building brick by brick is one of the slogans we use, but we had to start at a foundational level, you know, last year and in this past spring. We feel like now we're kind of ready to start building on that and kind of hoping to experience some of the success that we've experienced in the past.
What are going to be some of the strengths of this team this year, you think?
Besides experience, I would say, honestly, we have high-end skill level guys. That's probably the biggest strength. Probably one of our biggest weaknesses is that we're thin. And so, you know, at the 4A level, you're kind of in that tweener area where you got guys that play one way and versus the two-way players. And we probably got about 5 or 6 guys that are probably going to be counted on for us two ways in certain situations. And so if we lose somebody out of that 5 or 6 man group, that's going to pose some problems for us depth-wise. So that would probably be our weakness. I know that's not the question, but our strength is that if we stay healthy, we feel like we've got the numbers and enough guys where we can be pretty good and explosive skill position wise.